Yaha,
who?
Asau, that. Maya, by me. Avidita tattva, without knowing the actual fact. Drasa, by experience. Savayam, in the assembly. Shiptaha, was abused. Duruti, unkind words. Vishikai, by the arrows of. Viganaya, taking no notice of. Tat, that. Mam, me. Arvak, downwards. Patantam, gliding down to hell. Arhatama, the most respectable. Nindya, by defamation. Apat, saved. Drishya, seen. Ardriya, out of compassion. Saha, that. Bhagavan, your lordship. Svakritena, by your own mercy. Tushyet, be satisfied. Translation, I did not know your full glories. For this reason, I threw arrows of sharp words at you in the open assembly, although you did not take them into account. I was going down to hell because of my disobedience to you, who are the most respectable personality, but you took compassion upon me and saved me by awarding punishment. I request that you be pleased by your own mercy, since I cannot satisfy you by my words. You can repeat. I did not know your full glories.
I did not know your full glories.
For this reason.
For this reason.
I threw arrows of sharp words at you.
In
the open assembly. Although you did not take them into account. I was going down to hell because of my disobedience to you, who are the most respectable personality. But you took compassion upon me and saved me by awarding punishment. I request that you be pleased
by your own mercy,
since I cannot satisfy you by my words. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As usual, a devotee in an adverse condition of life accepts such a condition to be the mercy of the Lord. Actually, the insulting words used by Daksha against Lord Shiva were enough to have him thrown perpetually into a hellish life. But Lord Shiva, being kind toward him, awarded him punishment to neutralize the offense. King Daksha realized this, and feeling obliged for Lord Shiva's magnanimous behavior, wanted to show his gratitude. Sometimes a father punishes his child, and when the child has grown up and comes to his senses, he understands that the father's punishment was not actually punishment, but mercy. Similarly, Daksha appreciated that the punishment offered to him by Lord Shiva was a manifestation of Lord Shiva's mercy. That is the symptom of a person making progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. It is said that a devotee in Krishna consciousness never takes any miserable condition of life to be condemnation by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He accepts the miserable condition to be the grace of the Lord. He thinks, I would have been punished or put into a more dangerous condition of life due to my past misdeeds, but the Lord has protected me. Thus, I have received only a little punishment as token execution of the law of karma. Thinking of His grace in that way, a devotee always surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead more and more seriously and is not disturbed by so-called punishment. Yosau maya vidhita tatpadusha sapayam shipto durukti vishakar viganaya tangmam arvat patantam arhat tamanindiya pad drishyardaya sa bhagavan svakritena tushyet. So omaganat timirandusha gananjana. Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this is a very difficult one for many of us to swallow. That, of course, I mean, obviously we don't have Lord Shiva usually doing things directly in front of our faces, you know, putting goat's head on our shoulders and things like that. But we do have things happen to us that are, let us say, not the most desirable things from our perspective. Sometimes our needs are not being met. And what happens is that we lose our composure when this happens. This is really what happens. We lose our composure and things happen. We can get angry at God. We can become bewildered. We can make crazy endeavors to try to satisfy our needs that actually won't satisfy the needs. Anyway, we lose our intelligence, basically. So it's very, very difficult to maintain this composure. Therefore, one has to be extremely intelligent with a cool head, thinking of the purpose of life all the time. And I was thinking about this in regard to one pastime that took place in Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. This is a very interesting pastime where a devotee was actually cursed by Lord Nityananda, and he took it in the right way. So the story is as follows. Maybe we can turn off this air conditioning because it's a little loud for me. It's putting me to sleep. So thank you. Muchas gracias. So the story is that Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri. And every year the devotees from Navadvipa would be visiting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During about 4 months they would come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy that they were going to all that trouble to visit him, because it was not like in the new days, of course, or in modern days, where you just hop on a plane. You know, you're going from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri. Either you go on a plane or you get in a train. And of course, we're so spoiled that we even complain about the train ride or the car ride, isn't it? And other devotees, that's car ride from Delhi to Vrindavan. Oh, hellish. Or the car ride. Of course, the car ride from Calcutta to Mayapur is hellish. It's hellish, probably the most frightening thing you've ever experienced in your life. Isn't it? And many devotees have gotten, you got to crush yourself, you know. Even if you're not Christian, you got to knock on wood, cross yourself, pray to the Lord. It is, and you probably have spinal injury by the time you're finished taking the trip. So, anyway, so in those days it was even more difficult. I'm not saying that, you know, cars were actually facing each other and doing the game of chicken like they do on the road to Mayapur. But, you know, they had to walk long distances. And not only that, there were dacoits on the road. Not only that, there were actually tax collectors. It's interesting, even nowadays, if you go to Govardhan, there's tax collectors. Like if you're traveling between the city of Govardhan and Radhakund, there's two taxes. One is like the Govardhan tax, and the other one, it's really funny. And then another one is Radhakund. And it's just like an ordinary person will come out and stop you on the road and say you got to pay taxes. And God knows if the money's going to the government. So anyway, so Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, and the devotees from Navadvip were actually coming to see Lord Chaitanya, as was usual during that time. And Lord Nityananda was there too. Now it's interesting also that Lord Nityananda was ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not to come. He said, you have to stay there and preach, you know. Don't come. But still he was coming. He disobeyed Lord Chaitanya's order. But this was out of love. It wasn't out of, like, you know, not taking seriously the Lord's order. It was just like intense love. He wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, wasn't angry with him. Anyway, so they were on the way to Jagannath Puri. And on the way to Jagannath Puri, they had this nice businessman, his name was Sivananda Sen, who arranged to pay all the tolls and arranged for facilities for the devotees. It's just like nowadays, if you have a tour, devotees go on a tour, there's usually one person who arranges prasadam, facilities, and everything like that. So Sivananda Sen was arranging the tolls, and the devotees were going ahead. And it came time for prasadam. And what happened is that Lord Nityananda hadn't gotten his prasadam, and he was hungry. And so he got very angry with Sivananda Sen, because Sivananda Sen was paying the tolls. It really wasn't his fault, you know. And he said, because Sivananda Sen, I'm hungry, I could almost die from hunger. And then we can understand this is a pastime. It's not like when we're hungry, we say, you know, I can almost die from hunger, and we get angry because our blood sugar happens to be low. But, and he said, I therefore curse Sivananda Sen's three sons to die. And so Sivananda Sen's wife wasn't so on the intellectual platform. And she started crying. You know, imagine, you know, the ladies there with their sons, and Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead curses your sons to die. You know, she was crying, like that, whatever, like ladies cry. And anyway, this story also shows that men are a little more intelligent. Anyway, so she was crying. And then Sivananda Sen came back and he said, what's happening? And she said, Lord, Sivananda's cursed our sons to die because he was hungry. And Sivananda Sen, just accepting it like we're talking about here in this verse, he just said, let our sons die. And not that he wanted his sons to die, but listen, because Lord Nityananda, we have not properly served Lord Nityananda. So his wife was just like shocked to hear that, you know, that that reminds me also of a story like Srivas Thakur, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his kirtan in the house and Srivas Thakur's son died. And Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini, was just like crying, and all ladies were crying. And Srivas Thakur said, what are you crying about? And they said, your son has died. And Srivas Thakur said, stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. Because we don't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. Anyway, that's really called the intellectual platform where you can... One has to have a cool head. Anyway, very important. When one's suffering in this world or something is happening, one always has to keep a cool head. That's Brahman. Titikshiva kurunika samo damak dapaksho cham shanti rajiva mevacha yana vijnanam astikyam brahma karma subhavacham. Actually, yeah, yesterday after class we were discussing that Prabhupada wanted Brahmins in the movement. And basically a Brahmin means a cool head. That's one definition of Brahman. Of course, the real definition of Brahman, one who knows Brahman. So he's always absorbed in the purpose of life. And the other things, you know, don't really phase him, or what's a common word for it? Don't disturb him. They don't disturb him because he's just focused on the purpose. Ekeha kurunandana. Bahushakta sunantascha. Anyway, vyavasayadma gabudhir ekeha kurunandana. So Sivananda Sen was just focused on the purpose of serving the Lord. And even though, you know, apparently his sons were going to die, of course they didn't die, then he just kept a cool head. And then what happened after that was even more, interesting. That he went to Lord Nityananda And he didn't get angry with Lord Nityananda. You cursed my sons to die. What are you doing? You're supposed to be God and merciful. He didn't say that. He went to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda exhibiting anger too, but this anger was transcendental. He kicked Shivananda Sen. And then Shivananda Sen, instead of getting angry, imagine that. You know, that's really keeping a cool head. Not only your sons have been cursed to die, but the person who cursed your sons has kicked you. Now, in India, listen, understand a little of the culture. Kicking or touching someone with one's foot is a big insult. In America, you know, we use feet for everything. You know, we eat with our feet or something like that. We don't care. We don't, isn't it? You know, the feet, hands, whatever, you know, it's all the same. In India, you know, yeah, you eat with your right hand. If you eat with your left hand, it's just like a disgrace, isn't it? And if you Prabhupada even talked about we're not supposed to touch or move things with our feet. And generally, you know, I've seen devotees, they move tables and everything with their feet. But Prabhupada said, you know, the feet are considered dirty. Also, that's why we approach someone through their feet, because that's a sign of humility, you know, the abject humility. Because that's the lowest part of the body. So, Sivananda Sen kicked. I mean, Lord Nityananda kicked Sivananda Sen, and Sivananda Sen, instead of getting angry, you go, "What are you kicking me for? You know, you cursed my kids, and now you're kicking me. You know, control your senses. You know, you'll get something to eat." He didn't say that. He said, "Wow, now I'm most fortunate. I've achieved the Lord's mercy. Haribo." And when he passed that test, Lord Nityananda embraced him. He gave him a hug. And when you get embraced by Lord Nityananda, much better than getting embraced by that lady Amma, you know, the hugging guru. Anyway, you know, that means you got Krishna's mercy. So Lord Nityananda embraced him, and then he felt ecstasy, and he was very happy, and then he made the arrangements. Although some people did not understand that exchange. It's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that his nephew, Srikant, didn't understand this was Lord Nityananda's mercy in a pastime. So he got very angry, even at Lord Nityananda. And he ran ahead of the whole group, and he ran to see Lord Chaitanya to complain about Lord Nityananda. Imagine that. You're going to Lord Chaitanya to complain about Lord Nityananda. You know, his whole idea was, you know, Lord Chaitanya, this Lord Nityananda, you know, I don't know if I can relate to him. He offended my uncle. You know, what's wrong with him? You know, why can't you give him some good instructions, Lord Chaitanya? You know, this is his intention, was to actually go there and complain about the Lord to the Lord, which is really interesting, isn't it? Complain about one manifestation of the Lord to the Lord. You understand? It's like complaining about Balaram to Krishna. So his intention, but Lord Chaitanya understood that. But he was in so much a hurry to go that he didn't properly take off. You, when you see Lord Chaitanya, you're not supposed to wear sewn clothing. There's this injunction that when you do deity worship, at least the men, they're not supposed to wear shirts or things like that. It says if anyone like goes on the altar, does deity worship, there's an injunction. I mean, we don't always follow it so strictly. Then they'll take birth as a leper for 1,000 births or something like that. But, I mean, it's not, I mean, I know devotees generally follow that, but it's not something, this is like a ritual in the Vedas, like Prabhupada did arti. I saw Prabhupada do arti with a shirt on. I mean, many times I saw Prabhupada do arti with a shirt on. Yeah, right there, see? Right there in the picture, so. They're injunctions and they're injunctions. Many of the injunctions you find are actually just there to pacify the brahmanas. Because there were, if you look at the scenario in India at that time, it was, you know, ritualistic brahmanas were actually, you know, in vogue. And so in order to bring them to Krishna consciousness, you had to present Krishna consciousness in the framework of ritualistic brahmanism. So he had all these injunctions. Prabhupada actually, very interesting, showed us these injunctions are not that important. I mean, there's the picture right there, you know, Prabhupada's on the altar, like that. So, that was in Krishnabhara Mandir when Prabhupada was installing the deities. And also I saw Prabhupada at other times. In Dallas, Texas, Prabhupada was installing the deities there. Prabhupada was wearing a shirt during that time, too. It was very nice. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya's associate, Sarup Damodar Goswami, said to Srikant, he said, how can you go before the Lord with your shirt on? And Lord Chaitanya, understanding the mood of Srikant and, you know, why he was coming to complain about Lord Nityananda and wanting to actually keep him from committing an offense, said, look, his mind is disturbed. Leave him alone, you know. Let him come and speak to me. And when Srikant heard that the Lord had understood his psychology or mentality, then Srikant gave up his attitude of criticizing Lord Nityananda. And then it just became a normal relationship at that particular time. Srikant was just telling Lord Chaitanya about the other associates of his who were on the way to Jagannath Puri. So, anyway, so that's very interesting, how a devotee should take even the chastisement or punishment of the Supreme Personality of God. It should take it as mercy. But you need to have a cool head in order to do that. Now, on the other hand, the spiritual anger exhibited by Lord Nityananda and by Lord Chaitanya's associates, when they apparently don't have a cool head, is a pastime. Unfortunately, because we think we're advanced devotees, we think our anger is a pastime too. You know, when I get angry at my disciples and yell at them, then I think this is just Krishna speaking through me, getting angry through me. And it's just wonderful. You don't appreciate the Lord. The Lord's manifestation is my anger. But unfortunately, we don't have that humility. But in the spiritual pastimes between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, there are so many instances of anger that are part of the rasa, the exchange, the mellows that are exchanged between the Lord and his devotees. And I was thinking about this in regard to Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit really was angry at the Lord quite a bit. But because he was in the mood, considered an incarnation or appearance of Satyabhama, this was all part of the rasika exchange. I mean, for example, one time when he was in Bengal, actually Lord Chaitanya kept sending him away because he got too uppity. But when he was in Bengal, he had prepared some nice sandalwood oil for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He kept it in a very nice big jug, and he brought it with great trouble, because in those days, you know, traveling with this much sandalwood is a lot of trouble. He brought it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave it to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant. And he said to Govinda, you know, just use this when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bathing, you know, rub it on his body and also on his head, because it'll keep the blood pressure down. That's actually one way to keep the blood pressure down. He said, actually rub it on the head. And so when Govinda said this to Lord Chaitanya said, you know, what? People will think I'm a Dari sannyasi. A sannyasi, you know, keeps women, you know, when they come in the room, I'll smell like perfume. You know, huh? And he said, you know, this is not proper. And then, Jagannath Pandit kept bothering Govinda. Have you given him the sandalwood oil yet? Have you given it yet? And Govinda kept thinking, you know, what am I going to do? This is a conflict. I can't give it to Lord Chaitanya, and I can't pacify Jagannath. So finally he asked Lord Chaitanya again about after 10 days, and Lord Chaitanya said no. And he was angry. So Lord Chaitanya exhibited anger at that particular point. And then Lord Chaitanya said, better you give it to Lord Jagannath. You know, you can use it for the ghee lamps and worship and everything like that. And he said this directly later on to Jagannanda Pandit. And Jagannanda Pandit had the sandalwood oil in his hands. And he said, who said I brought sandalwood oil? And he got so angry at Lord Chaitanya, he just like threw it on the ground and smashed it. You know, and this was like, you know, it's probably like several $1,000s worth of sandalwood oil. I mean, if you have this much sandalwood oil, we'd get it in little bottles for our deities. And so, and then he locked himself in the room for 3 days. You know, locked the door, wouldn't eat, wouldn't do anything. I mean, talk about throwing a fit. You know, an emotional fit, you know. I've seen people throw fits like that, but this really beat them all. You know, depression, you know, super depression, call for the psychiatrist. So, but this is a pastime. So what I'm saying is these pastimes occur, but we shouldn't think that when we're feeling these emotions, they're actually something spiritual. We should suspect them. We should be very suspicious about our feelings and emotions. You understand? And use intelligence, because we're not on that spiritual platform. Anyway, so he locked himself in the room for 3 days. Lord Chaitanya, being worried about him, said, you know, please come out and cook for me. I need something to eat. And so Jagannanda came out, and he cooked so many nice things for Lord Chaitanya. And because Lord Chaitanya was in anxiety about him getting angry again, which is real interesting, Lord Chaitanya ate 10 times more than he normally eats. You know, sometimes it's like that, you know, I see sometimes with disciples, you know, I just want to please them, so I have to eat more than I actually want to eat. You know, and they come, it happens like that. Not so much here, because I cook for my, take care of my own prasadam, I eat raw prasadam, but when I go other places, you know, they're looking to see how much I eat, and if I don't eat the right, you know, if I eat just very little, they'll think, you know, Gurudev's not pleased or something, you know, some emotional disaster will be there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking like that. He was all nervous. He actually described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was nervous that Jagannanda Pandu would get angry again and just lock himself in the room and fast again, so he just ate 10 times as much. And then when he got finished eating, he wanted to make sure that Jagannanda had eaten too. So even he was so nervous that he actually, when he was eating, he said, Jagannanda, you sit down and eat with me, because he wanted to make sure that Jagannanda wouldn't fast. So you can see the loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya said, after he was finished, he said to Govinda, please tell me when Jagannanda has eaten, when Lord Chaitanya was taking his massage. So he had Govinda go back and forth just to report on whether Jagannanda was eating. So anyway, it's so interesting to see like the anger, loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees. So this particular pastime here is not one of those loving exchanges between Daksha and Lord Shiva. It's one of real chastisement. Whereas the Lord and his intimate associates, it's just a very tasteful, tasty exchange. Like you have the direct rasas and of course the indirect rasas, which flavor the direct rasas. So anyway, so as far as ourselves, the lesson is as far as ourselves, Krishna, when things happen to us, or sometimes we get angry when things don't happen to us. You know. Yeah, that happens. That sometimes even gets us angry. You know, Krishna, you were supposed to do that. I didn't have that. So we should keep a cool head, understand there's a lesson to be learned by this, thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, as Lord Brahma says, Tate Nukampam Sushimikshamana Bunjanabhatman Kritam Vipakam Ridbad Bapur Vibhadan Namaste Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade Sadayabak. When we see like that, which is what Prabhupada describes in the purport here, then we can actually become the rightful inheritor or fit recipient of Krishna's mercy and go home back to Godhead. So any questions or comments? We got about 1 minute left to class. Lochan Prabhu? It's finished, yeah. That one has to be ready to take it in the right way to be the spiritual master servant. And other devotees, when Prabhupada would get angry, they would make excuses. They would say, you know, it's not my fault, Prabhupada. And then, you can't be a servant anymore. you lose the mercy. But yeah, that's a very interesting point you made. That Harisari and also Shruti Kirti Prabhu, they were both very, you know, very humble in accepting Prabhupada's chastisement. So any other questions or comments? Anyway. The main thing is, don't think our anger is like that. Our anger, our emotions. We should very, very carefully examine our emotions and